With 100 canoes, 19 cabins, and a zipline tour, the Buffalo Outdoor Center sees over 20,000 visitors each year, making efficiency and sustainability important to them. Owner Mike Mills says that driving Suburbans and SUVs is a necessity in this line of business, so he had to come up with other ways to save energy. One way is by using foam insulation in all new buildings. Another is with Arkansas Wind One, the first wind power generation system to be hooked to the grid in Arkansas.
You know, there's an Arkansas Nuclear One and maybe an Arkansas Coal Plant One, I'm not sure, but Arkansas Wind One is on top of the mountain here at Ponca.
He got the idea back in 2005, when gas prices were soaring. He always knew that he lived on a windy mountain and started looking into wind energy. Mills purchased Arkansas Wind One for $40,000 and built it next to his house.
The reason we're tall is because we started up on top of a mountain. It was 2,300 feet at the base. So we have a 100-foot tower, so that makes it 2,400 feet tall. The blades are 10 feet 6 inches long, so it's a 21-foot circumference. That produces, it's amazing how even at on the ground at 2,300 feet, you can have almost no wind, and yet 100 feet up, the windmill's generating electricity. It takes about a 7-mile-an-hour wind current to move it. And so there's always wind up there. Very, very rarely does that windmill sit still.
With a 20-year payback period, a wind generator is more of a supplement to on-grid electricity rather than a substitute.
It produces enough that your electric bill is much lower. And then I'm on the net metering system, which means that if I produce more than I use, I get credit for it on the next month, and actually that's good for up to a year. Net metering with a grid connection is I think the most economical, feasible choice for wind generators. And every time I get my electric bill that's $10 or $11, $12, I smile because I know I did the right thing.
In August, there isn't a lot of wind, but Mills has power stored up from the windy time of year.
The Arkansas has great wind from late fall all the way through late spring. Mm-hmm. The summertime, very typically, and this is actually true mostly across the United States, that's when you have a lot of high-pressure systems, so the wind doesn't blow as hard as it does in other times of the year.
Back in 2005, when Mills Googled Arkansas wind dealers, there weren't any. He found Berge in Norman, Oklahoma.
And so as I talked to Berge about the program, I decided that it was worth buying the dealership and becoming a wind reseller of a wind generator. And they've been real great to work with. They're a fantastic company. I've actually sold a couple generators, not many, but still, each time I sell one, that just reduces the cost of mine.
As the only wind dealer in Arkansas, Mills has become somewhat of an educator on the subject. He gets a lot of phone calls from people who are looking to put up a wind generator. But when he explains the costs and benefits, it eliminates most of them.
I've had people actually call me and want to buy a wind generator as an investment to make money. That's not going to happen, at least not for many years, because you have to pay for everything up front, and then it's going to be a long-term, literally 20 to 25 years, depending on your wind location. And I guess it could get down as low as maybe 15 in the state of Arkansas. Really, you have to be on top of a mountain in Arkansas or in that plateau over in Benton and Washington County, which is almost like Oklahoma at that point. That's the good spots for wind generators. The best spot in Arkansas is actually down around Mena on Rich Mountain. That is the single best spot in Arkansas to have wind generator.
In addition to his wind generator, Mills has invested in a second system to increase efficiency, a water recycling system. Even though Arkansas has an abundance of water, he says that globally, eventually water will be the most precious commodity on Earth. His recycling system is really pretty simple.
It takes the water out of the shower, the sinks, and that kind of stuff, gray water, filters it, stores it, and then recycles it through the toilet. So when you flush the commode, you're not using fresh water, you're using recycled water.
According to Mills, most people don't realize how much water they are using in their toilets. He says it's about 30% of a household's consumption. The water recycling system is much more economically feasible than a wind generator.
you know, what I know is the system costs about $2,000, and I figure in the last 6 years, I have paid for that system just in water bill savings alone.
The system is also very feasible to install.
If you have a basement with plumbing in the basement, it's real easy to retrofit. If you're building new, it's easy to, it's not a real complicated system. This stuff is just good common sense.
As the founder of the Buffalo Outdoor Center, Mills has seen the business expand from a small canoe rental operation to the large hospitality establishment that it is today. He says that growth has been slow moving, but has led to success. When looking out the window of the small log building that the BOC has occupied for the past 38 years, evidence of this expansion can be seen. The office is being replaced, and excavation is underway. Above all, Mills says he wishes to showcase the beauty and offerings of the area.
Business is good. We enjoy the Buffalo River country, all the hiking trails, the caves, the waterfalls, the elk, the wildlife. We just live in a really great part of the country, and really, when you travel around the world, we live in a great part of the world.
For this Newton County edition of Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.